Okay, we'd like to welcome everyone out to our public hearing concerning selling the property out on the on the runway. We have a potential buyer. It looks like it's ready to go through. And the acreage is 2.18. Is what the survey says. So the person that we have that's going to purchase it is going to be putting in a steel manufacturing deal, subcontracting from San Pete Steel. That's looking to buy this. Any public comment on concerns out to the airport along the runway?
So my only concern is if we do go through with the sale, I guess, are there requirements that they have to meet after 1 year, 2 years to be able to get the discount purchase price, or is that not part of this discussion?
This is not really part of the industrial park.
Oh, it's not?
Never was it approved in the industrial park. This is the little strip that was between the runway and the fence.
Okay.
So that's part of the reason why we got to have the public hearing, because it wasn't part of the original program.
Where is there room with that little strip to build a
out?
Steel
out on the very south end, from the lane that goes up to
the
filter place, out to the business on the end. It's that little tiny strip, the machine shop out on the end.
In between them two, right there.
Yes,
in between there are 5 acres there.
It's 2.18. 2 acres and 18 tenths.
Well, I think so, any business we can get, especially that would hire a lot of people, though.
So could we put a clause in there just in case he buys it and decides, I'm going to do this and walk away? I mean, if we don't do so, then.
Yeah, so I guess my only concern with property like out of the industrial park and with this is if we sell it to them and we give them a killer deal, I'm great for that. But then it just sits there and they don't do anything.
Right.
That's what I want to see something done. So,
you guys would like a clause put in there? That how long a time do we want?
You're absolutely right. We're trying to take back lots. But the thing is, when we started working with him, we were looking at lots on the industrial park. And then we found that piece of the RDA doesn't own, the city owns. The RDA, we sold, and at that time, then we had to take a look at this, and I checked with the Smith Hartvig, the RDA attorney, and he confirmed that we would not have to be. He confirmed the fact that even though the land is not owned by the RDA and recorded at the county, because it's in a municipal industrial park, you wouldn't have to even hold a public hearing. You could just sell a lot. But in this case, he'd be more than willing to sign that he would be starting construction immediately, because he's hurt, he's got the loan, he's ready to go. He's not going to be one of those people that's not going to do it.
Well, that's, I mean, I'm fine if we give him 2 years, even.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I love that we have a business wants to come in. I just want to see a little bit of action.
Yeah, like I say, he gets a killer deal, and then all at once he walks away, and then it sits there.
Here's the situation. We have clauses in there approved by the EDA attorney, that because they wanted to increase the property tax base, which is the purpose of this, EDA has given us $1.2 million going back to 1998 to put the infrastructure in. The idea was, they said, sell it for less than market value, but have a clause, which we do in there, that says you have to have a business presence within a year and a full-fledged business within 2 years. That's right in the contracts.
Yeah.
But we tried, the attorneys have told us, Daniels before that, Richard Chamberlain, it's almost aspirational, because to get them to go to court to get them to honor it. But we are in the process now of vigorously trying to take something back, old lots they have to develop. But it's tough, because people come back and say, look, I've got part of a business presence. I got something I'm doing down there, all I've not put the building up, and yes, I am creating jobs, if it's just my own. But in this particular case, he's got numbers that show how much the building's going to cost, we'll go on the tax rolls, and he can show how many employees he's going to have.
So I'm fine. Just put some clause in.
Yeah.
We'll vote on it at City Council, too. But in the regular meeting, this is just part of the public hearing to hear comments on it. Any other?
I would just like to say that I actually think it's a perfect place. I mean, he's, if it's a steel factory of some sort, they're obviously going to have big trucks come in and out. And it's just, to me, that's what's already going on in there. We've got Far West Construction, is it? It's doing the
Avant-Garde.
I mean, they've got the big rigs going in and out of there all the time. It's a perfect setup. So I think it's a great thing. And,
yeah.
And it's going to be awesome to see another private business come into the community. It's going to generate business and sales and work and employment. I think that's awesome. So I don't have a complaint with it. I was just hoping that we knew it was zoned for it and it was set up for it, and that's really...
Yeah, we should be all in the zones out there.
Are they still contracting for Sampling Steel?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yep.
They'll have plenty more to get out
there. Yep.
Yeah.
Any other comments? If there's nothing, then we'll go ahead and close our public hearing. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?